I'd like to read a few verses from Luke's Gospel. It's the Gospel we're reading right now through during ordinary time. See if you can pull out a theme from these different verses. From chapter 1, Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall name him John." From later in chapter 1, "But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" Chapter 2. "Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" Chapter 8. "While Jesus was still speaking, someone from the synagogue's official's house arrived and said, 'Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer.' On hearing this, Jesus answered him, 'Do not be afraid. Just have faith, and she will be saved.'" Chapter 12. "Jesus said, 'I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Later in chapter 12, Jesus said, "Seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." Lastly, from chapter 5, from the Gospel today, the story of the great catch of fish, the call of the first disciples. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Did you catch the theme there? If there's one thing that keeps more people from saying yes to that invitation of Jesus to follow him, to dedicate their whole life to him, to truly repent of their sin, if there's one thing that keeps people from doing that more than anything else, it's fear. Fear. And that fear of God, that fear of God's call in my life, fear of God's will for my life, that fear exists in all of our hearts. It's one of the ways that we've been wounded by original sin. There's actually a part of me that's afraid of God. Afraid really to go all in. To say, "Yes, Lord, I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to surrender complete control of my life to you. To follow you wherever you lead." I'm hesitant to do that sometimes because I'm actually afraid to do it. And I'm afraid because I think if I actually did that, if I did what St. Peter did, if I left my nets behind, which is a symbol of leaving behind his old life, the life of sin, the life apart from God, if I left it all behind and said, "Yes, Lord, I want to follow you wherever you lead," there's this fear that I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be fulfilled in my life, that I'm going to have to suffer, and I'm afraid of that. And you see, God knows that this fear exists in all of our hearts. And so is it any wonder then why time and time and time again in the scriptures. This is just from one book. God is imploring us, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You have nothing to fear in giving your whole life to God. That's what you were created for. And that's the only thing that's going to bring true joy to your heart. Oftentimes when someone's maybe lukewarm in their faith or very young in their faith as a teenager, young adult, and they first start to hear that call to come follow Christ, kind of like Peter did as a young man on the shore of the Sea of Galilee in the gospel today. Again, there's that initial fear. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. But even for someone who has heard that call, and maybe has been faithful to that call for years, decades, and yes, I've done everything I can to give my life to God, to follow Him every day for years and years and years and years. Even the faithful Christian disciple, sometimes still that fear can well up in us, even years after we had that initial yes to Jesus. That was true for St. Peter as well. Today we hear about the beginning of his discipleship, his following Christ. There's a legendary story in the history of the church about St. Peter at the end of his life, when he was the Bishop of Rome, the first Pope. And during the end of St. Peter's life in Rome, one of the Roman emperors, Nero, who hated Christians, unleashed this terrible persecution against the Christians in Rome. And during that time, St. Peter fled the city. He ran away because he was afraid. And there's this legendary story about Peter walking along a street, leaving the city of Rome, heading out of the city. And as he walks his path, he has this vision of Jesus. And Jesus is walking towards him. And as Jesus approaches him, Peter says to him, "Quo vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord?" And Jesus says to Peter, "I'm going to Rome to be crucified again." And then he disappeared. And after this encounter, Peter was inspired with courage. I wonder if even in that moment he thought back to those years ago on that shore of the Sea of Galilee when he first heard Jesus say, "Do not be afraid, Simon." And after that encounter with Jesus, Peter stopped, he turned around, he went back to the city of Rome, and there he gave his life for Jesus. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to do what St. Peter did and what all the great saints who have come before us have did, to give their whole lives to God, to following Christ. Do not be afraid.